It was just before 9 in the morning, and everybody was starting their daily work at the factories. Suddenly, there was a thud, and the 9-storied building that housed 6 export-oriented apparel industries, few shops, and a bank gave in. More than 250 people had died in the building collapse at the outskirts of the Bangladesh capital, Dhaka. More than 1,000 people have been injured. Hundreds of people still remain trapped as rescue workers heard them cry deep inside the crumbled building. Rescue operation was slow due to lack of proper equipment and other logistics, locals said. The local hospitals and clinics, already jumbled up with survivors, were still receiving seriously injured people being dug out at regular intervals. We talked with South Asian Television Chief News Editor Saiful Huda, who is observing the situation from the beginning. Mr. Saiful Huda, what is the present situation of Sabar, Bangladesh?
Well, in Sabar, the digging is still going on. Besides the army, the Rapid Action Battalion, the Fire Brigade, a lot of locals have joined the excavation. Locals seem to be more active in digging out and trying to find survivors.
Yeah. As you said that 250 people were died, do you think the number will increase?
The number will surely increase because we have heard that there are still people inside. In one of the rooms, there are 40 people who are still alive, one of the person who is inside has said.
We heard the building is owned by some political leader who has influence in the government.
Well, the owner of the 9-storied building is a local leader of the Juvo League. It's the youth front of the ruling Awami League, and the owner is also a close associate of the local member of parliament. And he's a muscleman also over there.
And is government is taking any action of that thing?
The government has filed 5 different cases, and in one of them, the owner of the garment industry as well as the building have been implicated.
When the building was built, the owner did not get any permission from the authorities. So did police take any action of this?
Actually, it's out of the metropolitan, and as in Bangladesh, out of the metropolitan, you get the permission to build buildings from the local municipality. And they don't have any engineers in the municipality to look into the structural designs and anything like that. So it doesn't matter whether he got permission or not. It really doesn't matter.
After a crack developed in the building, a team of engineers and local administration visited the building on Tuesday. The team, after investigating the cracks, assured the workers that nothing is going to happen to this building in 100 years. They said it was just the cement plaster that has come out for some reason, though NPR reported the government had ordered the evacuation of the structure. For KGOU, I am Shima Bhumik.